the last topic we had spoken about in Likutei Moran was a term in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the Asara Harugei Malchus, the concept of people dying al Kiddush Hashem and what's accomplished by that. And I had mentioned that there is a piece in Likutei Malchus where Rabbeinu Zal explains this much clearer, and that we would try to cover that piece. That piece of Likutei Halachos is based on a Torah in Likutei Moran, Torah Samach Zayin, for which we'll give a little introduction, and then we'll go into Likutei Halachos. Rabbeinu Zal says that a person's nefesh is a very precious item. Rabbeinu Zal says a person has to be very careful to guard the nefesh very much. And Rabbeinu Zal says especially when any new kavod comes to a person, when a person sees any type of new honor being bestowed upon a person, let's say a person gets married, that's a type of new kavod. He becomes a melech. Melech is a lot of kavod. He has a wife who's serving him, who's respecting him, who wasn't doing it till that point. Rabbeinu Zal says, when a person has a new kavod come to him, then especially a person has to be very, very careful, because what is kavod? Rabbeinu Zal says, kavod is the aim of kol chai. It's the mother of all of creation. Because where did all the neshamas come from originally when Hashem created the Jewish nation? It came mitachas kisei hakavod. They were carved out from the throne of Hashem, which is called kisei hakavod. So it's this kavod of Hashem that was sort of the mother to all the neshamas of Bnei Israel. So Rabbeinu Zal says that when a neshama is nistalek, when a neshama passes away, where does it pass into? Nistalek means go up. Where does it go up to? It returns to its origin, if it's lucky. It returns to its origin, which is this Kisei HaKavod. And Rabbeinu Zal brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, Kivoid Hashem Ya'asveka, the pasuk in Yeshaya, that the Kavod of Hashem gathers in the Jews. So Rabbeinu Zal says, that's why when a new Kavod comes to a person has to be very, very careful, because it's possible that this Kavod is coming to him in order for him to pass away. In other words, when a person passes away, it seems, just like the Zohar HaKadosh says, when a tzaddik passes away, the Zohar HaKadosh says that a tzaddik possesses two neshamos, excuse me, one that's on earth, one that's in heaven. And when a tzaddik is about to pass away, his neshama from heaven comes down to greet the neshama from earth. They meet, they hook up together, and then they get locked together where the lower one can't leave, and then as the one that came from upstairs starts rising up, it takes with it the neshama from below. The Zohar Kodesh learns it out from Noach. By Noach, it says, Ele Toilos Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Noach de la Sato, Noach de la Elo. There were two Noachs. A Tzadik has a neshama below and a neshama above. But so too by the neshama of any Jew, but when a Jew is about to pass away, there is this concept of this bubble of kavod coming down to earth to gather in his nefesh. So Rabbeinu Zal says a person has to be careful whenever they see a new kavod coming upon them. Could be that this is the reason the kavod is coming, to gather in his nefesh, chas v'shalom, so that he should pass away. But Rabbeinu Zal says usually Hashem's kindness is more than a din, and usually the kavod is coming for the benefit of the person. And Rabbeinu Zal says, this kavod is coming for the good of the person, which means that when a person is zeichet to attain an additional nefesh besides his own, as this is constantly taking place throughout a person's life, there are times that there are other nefeshes that are traveling through him. They come into him, they stay for a while, and they leave to get their tikkun or to enable him to get part of his tikkun. Sometimes these are nefeshes of rishonim, sometimes these are nefeshes of tzaddikim. So Rabbeinu Zal says, at that time, whenever this new nefesh comes, it comes wrapped in its coating of kavod. And Rabbeinu Zal says, you should know that the general rule is that kavod is the shirish of the nefeshes, period. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes into an explanation about how a person has to give a punin to the kavod, and Rabbeinu Zal stresses, especially at the time of achila, a person has to be very, very careful to eat with manners. And he explains how that's tied into the kavod of Hashem. Then Rabbeinu Zal talks about the malchus dikdusha when it falls into the hands of the wrong people, when the wrong kind of people become leaders, and the kavod is being given to the wrong places. Rabbeinu Zal shows what's affected by that. And Rabbeinu Zal shows how tzedakah is an inyan of perfecting the kavod of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal goes into a whole detailed explanation. If anybody wants to know, review this. We had this a while ago, Torah Samach Zayin and Likutei Moran. But this is basically the introduction that you need for this piece of Likutei Halachos. You have to be aware of this concept that there are the nefushos of Klal Yisrael. Where do they originate from? From the Kisei HaKavod of Hashem. When a nefesh is supposed to pass away, where does it pass away into? What medium does it pass away into? It passes away into the Kavod of Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Kavod Hashem Ya'aspeko. The Kavod of Hashem gathers in the nefesh to itself. Now we're going to pick up in middle of a halacha just to learn the part that's pertinent to what we're saying. We're up to Likutei Halachos Hilchos Chovel B'Chaveiroi, Halacha Gimel, Ois Zayin, which is on page Resh Pei. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze b'chinas chof sivon shemisanen al harigos hakdoshim. This, what we said up to this point, also has to do with the fact that people fast on the 20th day of Sivan, because of the kedushim that passed away on that day. Kama alofim uravavos nefoshes Yisrael kedushim shenergu b'shnas tovches al kiddush Hashem. And this refers specifically to the major pogrom that took place in the year Tovches, 5408, when there was a very major pogrom that took place that year around the time of Chof Sivan, and they declared a special bat as a special day of fasting for these nefoshes that passed away al Kiddush Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki marga lo b'puma dinshi, because it's a famous thing that people say, Ubevadai kein hu aemes, and it's certainly true, She'oz b'shnas tovches hoye'es pekido l'bias Moshiach, that year, the year 5408, was supposed to be a very opportune time for the coming of Moshiach. Kimarumas b'zoyhar, as is hinted to in the Zohar HaKadosh, Al pirish b'zois yavoy aharon el hakodesh. The Zohar HaKadosh says on the pasuk b'zois yavoy aharon el hakodesh. Aharon is the Kohen Gadol. When is the Kohen Gadol going to be returned to his avodah in the Beis Hamikdash? When Mashiach comes, that's when the Kohanim are going to go back to doing their avodah. When is this going to take place? B'zois. Zois is begimatria 408, and the Zohar HaKadosh says this is the year that Mashiach is going to come in. V'chein b'inyan b'nei ches, and the Zohar HaKadosh also brings a remez from a posik that mentions the term b'nei ches. Ches is also tough ches, and the Zohar HaKadosh shows there how this is merumos to the fact that Mashiach is supposed to come in the year 408. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'lechayra hadovar tamua, and this seems to be very difficult to understand. Madua neshapech mehepech el hepech. Why did this thing get switched around just the opposite? Ki loyday sheloy zachinu sheyavoy Moshiach, is not only were we not zeichet to have Moshiach come then, af gamba avaynaseinu harabim neshapech hadovar, it got flipped around completely. Shenifkidu sheloy letayva, the Jews got affected in a very bad way. V'nehergu alofim urevavos nefoshes Yisrael. And they were killed out, thousands and tens of thousands of nefoshes of the Jews. Seems to be a very difficult question. Just bedafka this date that the Zohar HaKadosh says was so mesugal for the coming of Moshiach, that date, that year bedafka was a super tragic year for Klal Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, Achal pi ha-Torah hanal mevura inyan ba'er heitev, ayin ba'ayin. But according to this Torah that Rabbeinu Zal says, Torah Samav Zayin Lekudemran, we could understand this topic very, very clearly. We can see eye to eye with this. We know that the main kavod in this world belongs to the Jews. Everything on this earth was created for the Jews, right? How do we learn it out? The Medrash says, Bishvil Rashis. Hashem created the world because of Rashis. Who is Rashis? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Rashis Tevuasoni. The Yidden are called Rashis. So the world was created because of the Yidden. That's what it says in one Gemara. What does it say at the end of Pirkei Avos? Why was the world created? Lichvaydi Berosiv Yitzartiv Afasisiv. Hashem says, I created this whole world for my Kavod, which means, what is the Kavod of Hashem? Bnei Yisrael. To whom is Shayach the Kavod of Hashem? To Bnei Yisrael. The world was created for the Kavod of Hashem. The world was created for Bnei Yisrael. These two are synonymous. The Yidden are the ones who make up the Kavod of Hashem. They're the ones who accept Him as King upon themselves. The rest of the Goyim ignore Him. They ignore the Torah. V'ikar kavod Yisrael yihyeh be'ez bias mashicheinu, b'mheir av yameinu. And we know that when are the Yidden going to be zeichet to the true kavod? When Moshiach comes, She'oz Yigdal Moed Kavod Hashem, that's when the Kavod of Hashem is going to become heightened. Shehu Kavod Yisrael, which is the Kavod of the Yidden. K'may Shekosu V'nigla Kavod Hashem, that the Kavod of Hashem will then be revealed. U'k'may Shekosu U'chvoidoi Olecho Yeroya, that Hashem's Kavod will be seen upon the Jews. U'k'yaytze Bozeh B'psukim Harbe, and as is found in many psukim, Mikoidel Haflogas HaKavod Shiel Yisraelos, about where they describe the tremendous this kavod that the Jews are going to be zeichet to when Moshiach comes. K'may shekosu v'hoya melachim emunayich, the livelihood, the parnosa of the Yidden will be that they'll be kings. V'saroisehem menikoy sayich apayim eretz ishtafulach, and the leaders of the goyim will be your nursemaids, and they will bow their noses to the ground out of respect for the Jews. They'll humble themselves before the Jews. And then when the Yidden will be nifkad l'toivo, when the Yidden will be zeichet to this excellent experience, kishiyagi esman hagula amitius, when the true geula is going to come about, b'meherav yameinu, oz yihye kibbutz golios, then there'll be a gathering in of all the Jews that are in golos. How? Al yidei goydel ha-kavoid sheyavoy b'Yisrael, through the tremendous kavoid that will come to the Jews. Ki al yidei goydel ha-kavoid chodosh, Israel, through the fantastic new kavod that's going to come to the Jews, we said before during the Torah that what does this kavod have a tendency to do? It has a tendency to gather in nefoshos. Kavod Hashem ya'aseko. So when the whole Jewish nation will be zeichet to a few billion gallons of kavod, what is this kavod going to do? It's going to gather into itself all the nefoshos of Bnei Yisrael. That's this concept of kibbutz golios, mekabetz nidchei ama Yisrael. What's going to trigger it off? A heightening of kavod. The volume of kavod is going to be wound up way, way up, and that's going to cause this gathering in of the nefoshos. Ki ha-kavod hu shoresh ha-nefoshos, because kavod is the shoresh of the nefoshos of the Jews. U'lashon nimshochin u'boin kol ha-nefoshos kanal. And that's the item to which the Jewish nefoshos are magnetically attracted to. They're attracted to kavod. V'zeh b'chinas goydel kibbutz ha-nefoshos b'imei Moshiach. This is the tremendous gathering in of the nefoshos is going to take place at the time of the coming of Moshiach. K'may shekosuv, hevi'i bonai meirochoik u'benoisai mikzei horetz. My sons will be gathered in from far, and my daughters from all the ends of the world. Kol hanikra b'shmi u'lechvoidi. All those who are called to my name, Yidden, who are named after Hashem, and for my kavod will be gathered in. Ki kibbutz nefoshos Yisrael b'v'chinas hevi'i bonai u'benoisai yihi al yidei The main gathering of the nefoshos is going to be because of this great kavod. That's what's going to cause all these neshamos to be called out to and gathered in to the kavod. And they will be gathered in to Eretz Yisrael and specifically to Yerushalayim. Sheshom ikar kavod Hashem. Where is the main kavod of Hashem? In the Beis Hamikdash, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas kol hanikra b'shmi u'lechvoidi, shenismach l'posuk havi bonai hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says this is why these two psukim are put close together. The posuk that talks about gathering in of the Jews, and the posuk that talks about the kavod of Hashem. Ki kulam yu nikroim l'shmoi v'lechvoidi, ki al yidei zeh yia kibul shel hanefoshos. That's what's going to trigger the gathering in of the nefoshos, b'chinas havi bonai, al yidei hakavod hagodol sheyizgaleh oz. It's the fantastic kavod that's going to be revealed then. How's it going to be revealed? The Zohar HaKadosh says there's going to be a display of spectacular miracles that are going to take place at that time. Those miracles are going to be a manifestation of Hashem's glory. The whole world is going to see Hashem unraveled before their eyes. They're going to see things totally shalei l'derech hateva. The kavod of Hashem is going to be raised to a tremendous level, which means automatically the kavod of the Yidden is going to be raised to an incredible level. That's what's going to trigger off. The person would ask, what's going to cause all the Yidden to suddenly gather into Eretz Yisrael? This magnetic force is going to come from this kavod, the nature of which is to gather nefoshos into it. Ki ha-kavod hi shoresh ha-nefoshos, because kavod is the shoresh, the origin of the nefoshos of Bnei Yisrael. Ve'elov yumshechu kulam, and to it will be gathered in all of these nefoshos. Va'oz yovoy ha-kavod lanu im kama nefoshos chadoshos, and then this kavod will come to the Jews, And it'll come not just as a package of kavod, but it'll come as a package of kavod in which will be contained many, many nefashos, new nefashos. Vaydezeh Yisrabu az Yisrael ma'id. And that's what's going to cause the Jewish nation to multiply at that time, quantity-wise. The Jewish nation is going to multiply tremendously at the time of Mashiach's coming. To Mashiach, as the Pasuk says, Ha'koton yihye lo'elef, v'hatzoyer l'goy otzum, ani Hashem be'ito achishena. That there's going to come a time when the small one will multiply into thousands, the young one will multiply out to a tremendously powerful nation. Ani Hashem be'ito achishena. I am Hashem. At the right time, I will present the coming of Mashiach. So we see at that time there's going to be this multiplication of nefashos. Kikishebo hakavod l'toivo, because when kavod comes to a person for a good purpose, nimshochin kama nefashos chadoshes al yodoi kemavur batoyah nal, there also comes with it new nefashos. For example, let's take this on the simplest level. When a person gets married, the Gemara says, when a neshama comes down to the world, how does it come down originally? As one whole unit. Then it gets sliced in half, split out. The male goes to one end of the world, the female to another end of the world. And the main project, the most significant project in a person's life is to find his zivug, to search for his aveda, his lost article. Now, when he finds this kavod, when he finds the wife, which is the kavod, because, again, she's the one who gives him his whole kavod. The Gemara says a person can't really stand up tall until he's married, because he's plaguf, he's half a person. So when he gets married, that he has kavod, some semblance of kavod. He has a house, he's a mensch. He has some semblance of kavod. Note that this kavod comes together with a nefesh. It comes with the other piece of nefesh, of his own nefesh that was missing. Rabbi Nizal says, on a larger scale, bechlal, whenever a person takes on additional kavod, usually this kavod comes with nefashos chadoshos that the person is zeicha to at that time. Because these two words are sort of synonymous, nefesh and kavod. Kavod refers to which spira? Malchus. Nefesh is also malchus. These two things refer to malchus. Okay, now Rabbi Nizal says, v'al kein, therefore, oz bishnas tovches, during this year of 408, Shehoya Oz Ace Pekid Abias Mashiach, that was supposed to be a very opportune time for the coming of Mashiach, Shehoya Muchan HaKavod Lavoy LiYisrael. This fantastic package of Kavod was ready to come upon the Jews. It was waiting to be placed upon the Jews. But because the Jews were not worthy at that time of being redeemed, that's what caused the item to be reversed, to be flipped around completely. Why? Ki hakovoid lokach viosaf liatzmoi kama v'kama nefoshes Yisrael shenergo was al kiddush Hashem. What happened? Rather than the kovoid coming upon the Jews with its nefoshes, if that what couldn't happen, the exact opposite had to happen. That the kovoid had to gather into itself the nefoshos of the Jews. This kovod, there had to be a heightening of the kovod of Hashem on that day. It was selected min Hashemayim. That kovod could have come in one of two forms, either by this unit of kovod being bestowed upon the Jews, and by the Jews' kovod being heightened, automatically Hashem's kovod would be heightened, everything would be fantastic. Or, if the Jews were not worthy of that, what was another method of heightening the kovod of Hashem? Via this means of this package of kovod gathering into itself the nefoshes of the Jews, having Jews die al kiddush Hashem. Shezehu b'chinas kvoid Hashem yaspeko hanemar b'Torah now. This is the concept, kvoid Hashem yaspeko, which Rabbi Nizal mentions in this Torah. Have you open the window from the top? Please. Ki hanefoshes hanehrogin al kiddush Hashem, v'nefoshes which die al kiddush Hashem, shehu l'man kvoid shemoi, they die for the sake of a kavod of Hashem's name. Heim ne'esofim v'nechlolim b'chvoido yisporach. They are gathered into and they become part of the kavod of Hashem. Ki al yidei ha-neherogin al kavod shemoy al kiddush Hashem. Al yidei ze nizgadel v'nizgadesh v'nizchabed kavod shemoy yisporach b'yoser. Through these nefoshes of the Jews dying al kiddush Hashem, that causes Hashem's kavod to be heightened tremendously. Note! When a person passes away, what tefillah do we say at that time? What do we say for a person who passed away? Yizkadal v'yizkadash shemei rabo. may Hashem's name be heightened to a tremendous amount. Why? Why does that trigger off being permitted to say this tefillah? This tefillah, which is such a fantastic tefillah, why can't we say it sam every day? Because you need the kavod of Hashem to be increased via some physical means before you're permitted to say this tefillah, referring to the kavod of Hashem being heightened. How is the kavod of Hashem heightened? Whenever a Jew passes away and his nefesh is returned to Hashem's throne, Kaviyachol, the throne of Hashem becomes bigger, quantity, quality-wise. As the nefoshes are gathered into the Shekhinah becomes heightened, its kavod becomes heightened. So Rav Moshe Zal says, Valkein b'chol ha'yishirot Hashem Yisparach lahagdol ha'kavod d'kedusha v'adayim lo ha'yizman ha'gula b'shleimus. Therefore, at any point in time in Jewish history, when Hashem wanted to heighten his kavod, the kavod of Kedusha, and it was not the proper time for the coming of Moshiach, therefore, it was obligatory, it was mandatory that a large group of Jewish nefashos be killed al kiddush Hashem. What does the pasuk say when Nadav and Avihu died al kiddush Hashem, when they died because of the Eish Zara? It says the nikdash bichvoidi, kaviyochel, the kavod of Hashem. They were made holy via the kavod of Hashem. Hanemar b'hakomas hamishkan. That pasuk is written when the Jews were putting up the Mishkan. Ki ikar kavod dekdusha kavod Hashem hu b'hamishkan b'beis hamikdash. Where is the main center of the kavod of Hashem? In the Mishkan, in the beis hamikdash. So that was the physical center for the kavod of Hashem. Uchvod Hashem molias habayis. V'alkein be'ez hakomas hamishkan. At the time that the Jews were putting up the Mishkan, she'oz yorad hakavod lamato lahashroiz shchinas kavod b'Yisrael. At that point in time, kaviyochel, Hashem lowered his shchina down to earth to put it into the Mishkan, to put this large unit of his kavod into the Mishkan. And because at that time the Jews were not really ready for this, because they had not perfected this concept of kavod bishleimus. Why? Because at that point in time the pigama, the egel, had not been fully corrected. And the Jews had worshipped an idol, and they said, this is a Hashem. And by doing this, they caused a tremendous defect in the kavod of Hashem. They showed disrespect to Hashem, because they gave the kavod to avodah zarah. Therefore, because the Jews had not perfected the kavod b'shleimus, because they hadn't set up enough kelim in which to be able to receive this huge quantity of the kavod of Hashem that was being bestowed upon them, this caused that at the time that this tremendous unit of kavod came to the Jews at the time of the putting up the Mishkan, it was forced that these two very holy nefashos should be gathered into the kavod. Sheim Nadav Avihu, Shemesu Oz Beis Hakomas HaMishkan. They died at the time of the putting up of the Mishkan. Bo'eis Sheyorad Ubo HaKavod LiYisrael. At the time that this tremendous kavod came to the Jews. Ki HaKavod Osfom Elo. Because the kavod of Hashem gathered these two nefashos into itself. Bebechinas Kavod Hashem Yasfeko. As the pasuk says, the kavod of Hashem has this power to gather into itself. This is why the pasuk uses these words specifically. V'nikdash bechvoidi daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, note the words there. V'nikdash bechvoidi ki daiko al yedei hakavod sheyoradoz. It was specifically through the kavod of Hashem that came down at that time. Oz nistalku bech oz nistalku. That's what caused them to pass away. Bebechinas kvoid Hashem yasfeko. This is the rule that Rabbi Nizal establishes in the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran. That what? What's the rule? When a person is not worthy of receiving the kavod b'shleimus, azay hakavod kishebo la'odon hu oisei feilov nefoshois v'nistalken oidei zeh nefoshois chas v'shomim. Then what happens is that the kavod gathers into itself nefoshois and causes people to pass away. Now note, What's another word for kavod? Rabonus. Rabonus is a form of kavod, right? Person takes on a position of leadership. What does the Gemara say? Harabonus mekaberes es baaleho. Why? Does that mean in all cases? No. It means in the very vast majority of cases. Why? Because the person doesn't prepare himself with enough anova to be able to take on this leadership, to be able to take on this kavod. So this kavod has a nature. If you set yourself up properly for it, this kavod can help you tremendously in a spectacular way. If not, if your kalim are not set up properly, then what happens is this kavod kills. It has the power to kill. It's Eish. Malchus, Dina de Malchus Adina. It has a power, kavod has a power to kill. And just the opposite is true also. When a person is zeicha to receive and to draw upon himself this kavod b'shleimus, when he is worthy of it, azai hakavod mevi nefoshos chadoshos, then this kavod brings with itself upon the person new nefoshos. Why? Ki hakavod hu shayresh hanefoshos, because kavod is the shayresh of the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael. Which spira did the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael come from? Malchus. Ein melech b'loyam. The item that determined, that forced that there should be an am, there should be a Klal Yisrael, was Hashem's attribute of Malchus. Malchus is the shayresh of the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael. Excuse me? No. Excuse me? The answer is these two are used interchangeably sometimes. The two Shekhinahs, the upper Shekhinah, the lower Shekhinah, Bina and Malchus. Kisei, we know, is Malchus. Kisei we know is Bina. Olam HaKisei is Bria, which is Bina. And yet Kisei HaKovoid, Kovoid is Malchus. V'yavoid Melech HaKovoid. So it's this throne of Hashem. In other words, what really makes up the throne of Hashem? Well, the answer is... Just a second. When we refer to, in other words, what we said before, what's a person's kavod? His wife, right? Beisa is Zuish, Bayis is kavod, right? Kavod Hashem Mole HaBayis, right? Right? What is Hashem's wife, Kaviyachal? The answer is there are two of them, Bina and Malchus. Kaviyachal, the upper hay and the lower hay. Yud with K, Vav with K. You understand? That's why these two sometimes are used interchangeably. Okay, Rabbi Nizal says now, Ki HaKavod Hu Sheresh HaNefoshos Al Kein. Therefore, it works one of two ways. Oy Shema Asif Nefoshos Chas V'Shalom. Either the Kavod gathers into itself Nefoshos, Oy Shemevi Nefoshos, or else it brings new Nefoshos. So that a person should know that whenever a person is getting any new Kavod upon himself, any form of Kavod, arrays at work, Parnasa, money is Kavod. Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim, it's a Gemara. Rebbe used to give Kavod to rich people. When a person gets any type of kavod, it's a sign of one of two things. Either he's being given additional nefashos, because Rabbi Nizal explains in the Talmud that in money is nefashos. Kol ha-goyzel mechaveir momo in kilu goyzel ishto yubonov, right? We had that recently. So a person gets new money, it could mean additional nefashos. Any form of new kavod could mean additional nefashos, or he's being set up to have his nefesh taken from him. Depending on how well he prepares himself to receive any new form of kavod, that's what distinguishes which way this swings. We're not going to continue inside. I'll just mention a few items outside. The next example Rav Moshe Zal lists is the case at the time. This was at the incident by Hakomas HaMishkan. Note, two people had to die. There was a tremendous kavod. What was the second incident? When Dovra HaMelech was bringing the Aroin into the Beis HaMikdash, it was a fabulous display of the kavod of Hashem. What happened? Uzzah went to jump, he saw it, looked to him like the arm was going to fall, boom, he died. V'nikdash b'chvoidi. Why did he die? Was he a Russia? What? The answer is again, this was a time when there was a tremendously powerful unit of kavod coming down. If all the kalim are set up properly, that kavod could mean the coming of Mashiach. If you check your Navi, you'll note in Shmuel HaNavi, where it talks about the time when it was revealed to David HaMelech, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, in the middle of what story is it over there? The Navi says there was a dever, there was a plague, and tens of thousands of Jews passed away. And in the midst of that, the Navi says, and Hashem revealed to David HaMelech the Mokai Mikdash. But Moses also shows that example, that each and every time there was this new major unit of kavod that was supposed to come upon the Jews, either it swung for the good,
or it's small for the bed, or sometimes split. In other words, the kovod actually came, the Beis HaMikdash came about, but it necessitated the passing away of thousands of neshamas, of fleshes. Why? To cause this heightening of the kovod of Hashem. Note, whenever a Jew passes away, that's when we say these words, Yiskada v'yiskada shemei rabo. And the kovod of Hashem be heightened, how? Via the gathering in of this nefesh to the Shechina, this kovod Hashem yasveko. And if you take a look for a second on the bottom of Daf Resh Pei Aleph Amid Beis, Resh Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, about 4 or 5 lines down, the words Ki Bizman Hagolus, you got it? Resh Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, the left hand column, Ki Bizman Hagolus. Rav Nosson Zal says Ki Bizman Hagolus Iker Hagdolas Kavoid Shemoi Hu Al Yedei HaMeisim VaHanerogim Al Kiddush Hashem. Who's during the time that the Jews are in Golus? The main revelation of the Kavod of Hashem is when people die, or are especially when they're killed, when they die, Al Kiddush Hashem. V'chanal shezeu b'chinas misas Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov ho'asor harugim alchias shenergu Al Kiddush Hashem. This is also the concept of the passing away of the asor harugim alchias. V'chein kol hakidoshim. So to all people throughout the generations who have died Al Kiddush Hashem, ukemuvo b'ksavim izeh, as is explained in the Kisvei Arizal about this, the Arizal we mentioned last week in Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, he talks about this, that this is what causes a tremendous heightening of the Kavod of Hashem, the passing away of neshamos. Nimtzo shedaiko al yedei elu hakdoshim nisrada v'nisgada el kvod shemayim. It's specifically through this passing away of these kedoshim that's what causes the heightening of the Kavod of Hashem. And then Rav Nosson Zal goes on to say that's why we fast specifically. In other words, that's why on Chof Sivan it was declared as a fast day for these kedoshim, because Rabbeinu Zal Nat Torah shows how if a person overeats, he subtracts from his demus adam. That's the biggest embarrassment to a person, is when he eats like a pig. That kind of wording. Rabbeinu Zal of the Torah proves it from Sukkim, that the main busha can come to a person at the time of eating, if he's eating in a slobby type of manner. So the main kavod is by correcting taiva sachila. Because note, it's called lechem haponim. Ponim is the face. The face is the item that reflects whether a person is being embarrassed. The embarrassment shows on his face. Or if a person is being covered, his face lights up. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that when a person eats b'kedusha, it's b'chinas lechem haponim. This is why on these days, when many, many Jews passed away, but after those days are set up as fast days, because that's how we show that we're out to be mesakein this kovod that was nifgam. How do we know it was nifgam? Because we see that it caused many, many Jews to pass away. If things were in their correct manner, those Jews would not have to pass away. The kovod would have come down in a form of true glory, Moshiach's coming or something like that. If not, it swings the other way. And with this now, a person, now there's tens of pages here more about this, about the histalkus of Moshe Rabbeinu, a whole load of things that Rav Nosson Zal goes into. Rav Nosson Zal shows how this is the significance of going to the kever of a tzaddik that passed away. Why is it so important to daven specifically by the grave of a tzaddik? Because that's where this kavod of Hashem is shown. When does a person blend in completely with the kavod of Hashem? When the person nullifies his own kavod completely. When a person reaches super perfection of humbleness, that's when the person merges. He has no kavod of his own. What does he have? Only the kavod of the chelek elokam imal that's within him, the kavod of Hashem that's within him. When does a tzaddik reach perfection of anova? When he passes away and he's put into the ground. The pasuk says about humbleness, v'nafshi ke'ofor lakoel tihiyah. V'nafshi ke'ofor. Let my nefesh be like ofor. When is that physically achieved? When a person passes away, when his nefesh is taken and placed into the ofor. This is the significance of going specifically to the grave of a tzaddik to daven, or the grave of a parent, or any of these items, because that's a place where the kavod of Hashem rests. Because any place where a mess is this concept of kavod Hashem ya'asveko. It's the kavod of Hashem that gathered him in. So just like the Beis HaMikdash, what made the Beis HaMikdash a special place to daven in? Special place to daven towards. The whole Klal Yisrael, the Hispali Lecha Derech Ha'atzom, we said before, what makes Eretz Yisrael choshuv? That the kavod of Hashem is there. That's what makes it a special place to daven in. That's what makes the grave of a tzaddik choshuv. Kavod Hashem ya'asveka. The fact that that's a place where the kavod of Hashem rests, because that's the place where a nefesh was gathered in. This concept of a gathering in of a nefesh. We'll hold it over here for now. Now with this, in other words, people are always asking, why did 6 million Jews have to die? All of these fancy questions, which we don't go for that at all. Number one, we believe that when a Jew died, who's better off? Those who are in the next world, those who are in this world? That we don't know yet. In other words, we know that this world is one big sewer system. So probably they couldn't be in a worse place. We doubt that Hashem is capable of creating a worse place than this world, for starters. So obviously they're in a better place, for starters. Number two, with this explanation, we understand why at times this type of thing happens. Because it seems there are certain times when there's a requirement for a revelation of the Kavod of Hashem. If the Yidden are Zelcha, that moment could be the moment when Mashiach comes. And that's how the Kavod is displayed, in a credible display of people accepting Hashem upon themselves. If the Yidden show themselves as being unworthy at the time, what happens is the Kavod still has to be there. The Kavod still has to pop. It still has to explode. How does it explode? In the form of these thousands of people having to die or finish Hashem, that causes a tremendous heightening of the Kavod of Hashem. Because that's what you picture, a bubble called Kavod Hashem. As we pour Nefeshes into it, it expands. That's how the Kavod of Hashem is expanded and enlarged and heightened.
That also, having when a big tzaddik passes away, that it also took the place, let's say, of that would be the time Mashiach could have come.
Possibly. In other words, whenever we see this type of item, Rav Moshe Zal showing you an example here of these two items that parallel each other. The fact that the Zohar HaKadosh said clearly that this was a year when Mashiach was supposed to come, and we see B'davka thousands of people passed away, because these two items generate the same thing. What's the purpose of Mashiach's coming? To heighten the Kavod of Hashem. What's the purpose? Thousands. In other words, what happens when Mashiach comes? The Kavod of Hashem will be heightened incredibly. What happens when thousands of Jews die on Kiddush Hashem? The Kavod of Hashem is heightened incredibly.
A big tzaddik,
the Gemara says, which woman gave birth to 600,000 in one shot? A tzaddik is called a Shirish Nefoshes Yisrael, Shirish Neshamas Yisrael. A tzaddik has under him 500,000 Neshamas. When he passes away, it represents the whole of such a large unit passing away.
And so also by mace, it refers also about the Kavod coming down. That any mace, even
a Jew.
In Russia,
okay, so. In other words, by us, we see board, tzaddikim, beninim, or rishonim. Rishonim are also part of the Shekhinah. The Ketores, which was the highest carbon, had an rishonim also. That's part of this Yisrael, Hashem, the highest
prayer.
I've
read something that once tied in, the number 6 million Jews that were held together with the 600,000
Rishonim. Possibly.
Yeah. Which
ties in with the Shekhinah we mentioned. The Shekhinah, the word Shekhinah, B'miloy, the Arizal says, is Begimatria 600,000, 601. Tafresh Aleph, which is the same as Tafresh Aleph. This concept of the 600,000 Nefoshes of the Jews, which make up the totality of the Shekhinah.
Can we say that if we couldn't, we have some help?
Separate topic completely.
In what way is the Kavod Hashem glorified by the death of the Jew?
When a person shows, Dovan HaMelech, for example, there was a time of Melchama, and some of his servants loved him so much, he said he was thirsty, they went into the enemy camp, and they snuck out water from there, and they brought it to him. I mean, risked their life. When Dovan HaMelech got it, he was so overwhelmed by this, by the fact that they showed such a mesiras nefesh for him, that he said he can't even drink the water. He spilled out the water. And the Gemara gives a whole explanation. In other words, wasn't this a nasty? In other words, the fact is, why didn't he drink it? The Gemara gives a whole explanation. What does this show? When you have a parent sees a child who's willing to undergo suffering on behalf of the parent. A parent gets sick, let's say, Chas V'Shalom, and the child takes off from work, and he does this, and he misses supper and everything to come visit the child. He shows a mesiras nefesh on behalf of the parent. That heightens the covenant of the parent. You understand? When a king's army goes out to fight for him, and people are killed in battle, that heightens the covenant of his king. Imagine, he had 500,000 people who were willing to go out and fight for him, who were willing to die. The ones who died for him, they're the ones who glorify him the most. Proof is, which are the ones that are given the biggest covenant? For who did they put up a memorial in Washington recently? Big plaque? For the ones who died, right? The ones who died are the ones who glorify a nation. What makes the United States of Ephraim so big? The fact that so many people died, that concept. Wow.
by Hashem Kav Yochar. It's a similar concept. The Gemara says Malchusa Ba'ala Ken Malchusa Ba'ala, that by studying what goes on earth, you can understand. We don't understand full. What do we mean? Hashem needs this for his ego. We don't understand that completely. We know Hashem is a Melech. Melech is Kavod. Melech requires Kavod. So too by Hashem Kav Yochar. When people show that they're willing to die because they are identified as being members of Hashem's nation, is the Kavod Hashem tremendous. That's Begashmi. I'm explaining it to you in simple terms.
Is there any particular times why certain times it shows for a revelation of Kavod?
That obviously, in other words, the Torah is Maramis, that Bezois Yavayan al Kodesh. In other words, there are reasons, Menashemayim, why these times were picked, that I don't know. But we see that there is such a concept of a specific time when the Kavod is shown. Interestingly, Rabbein Azal has a different Torah. Anybody remember something related to that? Rabbein Azal has a very, very interesting Torah where he explains the secret as to why doesn't Parnasa come on a constant basis? Why doesn't it come on an intermittent basis? Sometimes good times, sometimes. Rabbein Azal quotes the pasuk, Melech deyafyoi terzeno imecha, that a king cannot be seen always. A king, before he can be seen by the nation, he's got to get dressed up a certain way. There's a whole preparatory thing, you know, before he can be revealed. And there's got to be a whole list of dignitaries that walk before him. There's a whole, it's not a constant kind of item. The Pasuk says about Hashem Kaviyochel, Melech Biyochel Gazer Anecha, that Kaviyochel knows, where does the Parnasa come from? It comes from the Malchus. And Rabbein Azal explains there that that's why it cannot come on a constant basis, because you can't see the Malach on a constant basis. There are times when the Malchus is revealed more, there are times when, just like Lahavdol, by Hashem is the king. He doesn't go out with the people every day of the year. There are certain times of the year which he picks as days where he goes out to greet the nation, he gives an address. Lahavdol the president. Certain special times when he gives a state address, or he's willing to go on nationwide television, this kind of thing. Lahavdol by Hashem also, Kaviyochel, there is this concept of set times when this cover is supposed to come out. Okay. What do you mean?
First of all, just that always said that many people kill him and they find him up on Netflix.
Exactly. That there again, the finding of the place where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built, that alone was a tremendous heightening of the Kavod of Hashem. You understand? The fact that this initiated the process whereby a house was going to be built for Hashem, in which Hashem's Kavod would be heightened tremendously by the Karbonos dying, the Mesiras Nefesh, in other words, these Karbonos being killed, and all the Tefillos that would be said there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a time when this Kavod was coming down in a tremendous quantity. It required a gathering of nefashos.
Is this like sitting covered up the ship?
No, that's a way of wording it. In other words, we're picturing Kaviyochel, this unit of Kavod. Kaviyochel, Hashem is Melech HaKavod. The Shechina is Kavod. When this Shechina comes down to the world, it comes down in one of two forms. Either a form of Tosfos Nefashos to Klal Yisrael, where nefashos get added to Klal Yisrael, or nefashos get subtracted. But we know that these two hook together, Kavod and the Nefashos, you understand? It's either when the Jews are Zeche, this Kavod coming down to earth brings with itself to Bnei Yisrael additional Nefashos, Nefashos Chadashos, or it gathers into itself, Kaviyochel, into the Shechina, into the Kisei HaKavod, into this package, it gathers into itself Nefashos, and that's how Hashem's Kavod is heightened. In other words, either way, Hashem's Kavod is going to be heightened via this way or that way. There's going to be a Tosfos Nefashos. Note, which day of the week corresponds to the Malchus? Shabbos. Shabbos, there's a Tosfos Nefesh. There's an additional Nefesh. As the Kavod comes down greater on Shabbos, the Kavod Hashem, it brings with itself this Nefesh Yisrael.
I just want to think that the person that is killed,
right,
is it a chusin?
It's a very, very big, it's one of the highest chusin.
No,
it's
because he gave everyone of the leaders.
Exactly.
Right. They were punished.
Aha. We mentioned this many, many times, that in a sense they were punished, no question. But what did their punishment bring about? A heightening of the Kavod Hashem. The Pasuk says there, the Pasuk,
Bikorvosam lefne, the Zohar Kodesh underlines these words, Bikorvosam lefne Hashem vayimusu, a sinner comes close to Hashem, a sin takes you far away from Hashem. By Nodav and Avihu it says, Bikorvosam lefne Hashem vayimusu, they came too close, there was a ribui shemen, they tried to take upon themselves too high a light without being married, the Zohar Kodesh, all the different reasons. But another view of it is this, that they're dying, punishment, no punishment. In other words, here again, in Yer Tav Ches, was it a punishment that these neshamas died al Kiddush Hashem? Definitely, it's a form of punishment, because when the Yidden are not worthy of getting the Kavod the right way, why? Because they haven't cleaned up the act of the Egel HaZohav properly, or whatever reason, this punishment comes down. But what does this punishment affect? A heightening of the Kavod of Hashem. Just like any melech, when a melech sits in judgment, when he says this person is innocent, his kavod is heightened, the king's kavod is heightened. Why? Because he declared that this person is going to live, this person is going to be wealthy. He bestows wealth upon him. When he declares this person is going to die, Hashem melis u'mechaya. We see Hashem's kavod heightened via either way. Either by a Tosfos Nefesh, when a child is born, the Kavod of Hashem is heightened. The Gemara says, Ein ben David bo, ad she'tichle kol ha'neshama yishebeguf. So we know that as each new Nefesh comes into the world, each new child that comes into the world brings closer the coming of Mashiach, and so to each taking away of a child, the same concept, a heightening of the Kavod of Hashem, building and building and building the Kavod until it gets to a maximum, which will herald the coming of Mashiach.
And you know, a lot of people will say that it's like a ramp on home for us that we got Eretz Yisrael and everything.
Right, right. It's very, very possible that those two things are connected. It's possible. The fact that the Kavod of the Yidden was heightened tremendously, that they regained ownership, regardless of who the Menshala is and all of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Fact is that the Yidden, thousands, tens of thousands of Yidden, was there to be relocated to Eretz Yisrael. Well, that was a tremendous thing of the Kavod Hashem, so it's possible that those two items are related.
So every time, I mean that every time any Kavod comes to a person, you mean that the Nefesh comes?
Yes, definitely. And I'm giving an example, Shabbos, this Nefesh Yisera. Marriage, this Nefesh Yisera. Sometimes we see it in a more tangible way, sometimes not.
Is there any other forms besides Nisa that, let's say, if the person is not Roy and the Kavod is going to affect him midway, what's the other type of way to affect him?
I don't know. Because that's the term that's used. Harabonos mekaberes is ba'alea. Koid Hashem yehasveka. Now, hold on. There are certain things, I can give you very easily, there are certain things that classify as being dead. Mitzaros, choshev kemeis. Oni is choshev kemeis. Person could lose all of his wealth. That could be a similar concept. Exactly. Right?
Why don't we hold chassid in today's effect?
Because it's not, there are certain things like this that were accepted among Kali Israel for a period of time. For a period of time, like for 100 years, 200 years. Gzeros that the Chachamim made with a time limit. And after a certain point in time, these items were resolved. So they weren't declared bedacha to be for all generations.
Is there like a council of four lands, like they had in Europe?
Right.
Today,
I don't think there is such a body. You know, it was the Shulchan Aruch in Yeruday and a few other places brings that there was a Vad Arba Arotzais that they established at one point in time a few hundred years ago, and they made certain declarations of halacha. They made certain zeros which were accepted worldwide. The Chayrim against shaving on Chalamayit, for example, comes from them, you know, different things. Today, I don't know if there's any united front powerful enough to be able to do that. I don't know.
You know, there are certain gezeiros that people say there were time limits on, but you know, these are all still halachos. The whole thing, like the gezeiro in Spain.
Right.
And a lot of people say, oh, that's...
Right, right, right. Different opinions. We're up to Torah Reish Samach Aleph. Rabbi Nizal says, when a person sees that they've reached a certain level in religion, in serving Hashem, and then suddenly they experience a fall, chas v'shalom, they take a dive, Yeda, the person should know, Shemin Hashemayim Hu, that this was brought upon him by Hashem. This came from Hashem. This Nefila came, this Yerida came from Hashem. Ki Hisrachkus Tchilas Hisgarvus. Because we know that whenever Hashem pushes somebody away from him, That's the beginning, that's the opening sign of a bringing close. Why? We mentioned the Arizal says that how does a mother nurse her child? Via which organ in the body? The shodayim. Shodayim is the mukar from which a child draws its yanika. The Arizal says the word shodayim is the first letters of smoil deiche yemin mekarev. Whenever a mother, a spiritual mother, a Rebbe, or Hashem kaviyochel, lavdol, when Hashem nurses Bnei Yisrael, what methodology does Hashem use? The method of operation is smoil deiche yemin mekarev. So that whenever a person experiences any form of this, where he suddenly feels he got pushed away, he should know that that's the initiation of a two-step punch. The left hand pushes away, the right hand pulls back. This is what Rabbi Nizal says here. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki hisrachgus tchilas hiskarvus, al kei nofal, that's why Hashem made this person fall, so that she is oirer yoiser lehiskarev l'Hashem Yisborach, so that the person should arouse himself more so to want to come close to Hashem. In other words, if a person is going along steadily, being religious, this and that, and there's no turbulence, the person doesn't have anything to charge him up. If suddenly Hashem takes a big stick and whacks him, he goes falling off the bridge, he gets tumbled into the river and all wet and everything, that's when the person starts shaping up much, much better, trying much, much harder to stay on the bridge, to make sure not to fall off. Any situation like this, when a person takes a real fall, if he comes back from it, if he comes out of it alive, he comes out much, much stronger than had he not taken the fall. So Rabbi Nizal says, how is a person supposed to deal with this? In other words, once I fall, you can imagine it has a devastating effect. The person gets hurt by it. What's the psychology I'm supposed to use on myself to be able to get myself moving? Rabbi Nizal says, va'atzosoi, the advice that should be given to such a person is, she'yaschil mechodosh likones b'avodas Hashem, that the person should start fresh, brand new, serving Hashem, ki'ilu lo'yishil adayin klal me'olam. He should make believe as though he never ever did a single mitzvah in his life yet. He didn't start serving Hashem yet whatsoever. He's going to start brand new, putting on tzitzis, tefillin, davening, learning for the first time in his life. V'zeh klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. Rabbi Nizal said, this is a very, very significant rule in serving Hashem. She'tzrichin mamish b'chol yoyim lahaschel mechodosh. That a person has to see to it each and every single day of his life to start brand new. Because if you don't do that, the whole religion loses its taste after a while. The mitzvahs, the learning, everything. Whereas if you take this attitude every day, brand new, you make believe like you never ever did the thing before. You never daven shalom before, you never put on tefillin. It's the first time, picture the first time, each one of us, as zhlubi as we are, as megushim as we are, you remember your bar mitzvah, when you put on the tefillin for the first time, it was a special feeling. Begashmias, it felt special. Picture if a person could do that each and every single day, blot out from his mind that he ever put on the tefillin before, and put it on literally brand new. That's the real way that a person is supposed to serve Hashem. That's the real way to succeed in religion, to make sure you're going to go very, very far. Because if you don't start new, the whole process becomes habitual, it loses its specialness. The Gemara and the Sifrei Kabbalah bring many, many places. What's special about Gan Eden? We say Gan Eden, the biggest pleasure in the world. What is that? 50 pieces of chocolate cake? 55 pieces? What's special? The Sifrei Kabbalah say the Chiddush in Gan Eden is going to be that no 2 seconds are the same. The pleasure of 1 second is not the same as the second before it. It's a constantly changing total pleasure. We can't imagine that. But we see that what makes something pleasurable if it's constantly new? In a marriage, what makes it special? If the person takes an attitude, he's married 20 years, he's been... It's one thing. If a person comes home from work making believe this is the first day that he's seeing this person and this is their first supper to get everything, the person takes a whole different attitude, a much better, comes into it with a better frame of mind, it's much easier to maintain shalom bayis. The whole thing works out much, much better. Rav Nosson Zal says now, look into this topic in many, many other places in Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim, Kamotzorecho Odom Lehizchazek Bavedus Hashem, where Rabbeinu Zal talks about how much a person has to strengthen himself when it comes to serving Hashem, Ulevli Lipoil Mishum Dovar Shebailam, and not to allow anything in the world to knock him down, to get him knocked down from religion. Rak lahaschil b'chol pa'am mechodosh. The attitude to take is to start fresh. Anytime he experiences a yiridus, he was learning, he made up to learn a couple of days, then suddenly, blip, one day goes by, he didn't learn. What should he do? Brand new. The next day he starts as though he never ever learned before in his life. He's going to start learning now, forget the past completely. Brand new. That's where you'll never get old. You'll never get tired of trying. I tried 50 times and I failed. Is a concept of getting tired. If this is the first time that I'm doing it, you could never get tired, you could never get worn out, all of these things don't apply. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin Heite of Binyan Zeh, study this topic very, very well, this advice that's found throughout Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim, very, very well, Ve'yeh Rav L'chol Do'an, and you'll be zeicha that things will be sweet for you eternally, forever. You'll be zeicha to an eternal sweetness if you follow this advice of starting brand new and serving Hashem every day. Baruch Hashem. So this item, which people interpret as a bad sign, Rabbeinu Zal says a lot of times a person starts becoming religious, and he's climbing and climbing and climbing, and suddenly, zoop, right down, he goes flying down, and he breaks a hand, or he breaks four fingers, and it really hurts, and he doesn't recover right away. It takes a week to recover. He should know that if he does pull himself to recover, and he does get back on the ladder, does he come back in on the same place that he fell off? No way. The Gemara says about Shuvah, this world is compared to the letter He. When a person falls out of the world religiously, he falls out at the bottom of the He. There's a big, wide opening to fall. There's a lot of room to fall out. When you want to come back in, you can't come back in the same way. That's why there's that other little opening on the side. That's how a Baal Tshuva comes back in via that little opening on the side. So this Sforim saying, note, it's true that this is a wider opening than this, so the second opening is much harder to crawl in because it's smaller. But you'll note that they're not on an equal level. When a person does do Tshuva and does crawl back in, he doesn't crawl in on the level that he fell out. He crawls in automatically on a higher level. This concept of tshuva, coming back after having taken a fall, you never come back equal to where you fell out of, you come back above.
Why is this concept
used in
the letter
hey?
In other words, what is the relationship
with hey? Because Kibeko Hashem Tzur Elamim. Hashem created Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba with the letters Yud and K. Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud, show it small. Olam Hazeh with the letter hey. Why? The Medrash says to teach us how to serve Hashem, that you should know in serving Hashem, in Olam Hazeh, you should know Hashem left a very wide bottom open. There's a lot of room. You want to leave, Habol Atame, place him, they open up for him. Big, wide opening. You want to fall gladly. The door is wide open. You want to come back. There's also a door prepared for coming back. Not the same door that you fell out. Because you get any person who was religious for a while and they take a fall, coming back is very hard because it's embarrassing. Like, you know, that whole concept of being embarrassed, his friends and everything, that here he left and now he's coming back. It's a very embarrassing experience.